Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
FSG, Learning from Past Mistakes by Stefan Vasilev. Things have changed a lot in Liverpool Football Club and in football in general since Fenway Sports Group acquired the Reds back in 2010. FSG themselves have evolved as owners after trying several different approaches in managing the organisation within the club with questionable success. It is still too early to rate this summer's deals, or the lack of ones. Some supporters are cautiously optimistic. For others, failing to sign a starting caliber centre-back is inexcusable. LFC went after top players and refused to sell one of the big boys. That's a fact, and is something that supporters weren't used to, and in my opinion, shows how far the owners have come. The mistakes. John Henry and his group bought LFC at the lowest of times. The club at that point lacked any ambition and was sitting in the lower half of the table. The Boston-based group demonstrated desire to change things, appointing Damian Comoli as director of football, sacking Roy Hodgson, hiring the King, and basically swapping a want-away Fernando Torres for Andy Carroll and Luis Suarez. And so, the idea of Moneyball was born. Comoli's system didn't work, and he left the club a little over a year later, unfortunately taking King Kenny down with him. FSG hired an up-and-coming Brendan Rodgers, who was to work under a transfer committee. That led to mixed results with the likes of Felipe Coutinho and Daniel Sturridge, Emre Can and Roberto Firmino coming to Anfield over the years. But we also had to endure watching Mario Balotelli, Fabio Barini, Iago Aspas and Christian Benteke. Luis Suarez and Raheem Sterling left the club after big money moves. Fans speculated that Brendan favoured his signings over the ones made by the committee. After a horrible finish to the 2014-15 season, followed by a bad start to the next campaign, Rodgers and his transfer committee were gone. Moneyball done right. In came Jurgen Klopp. Shortly after the German's appointment, Michael Edwards was promoted to sporting director. A big difference between Klopp and his predecessors is the fact that the German is comfortable working under a director of football. After years of a degenerative power struggle between the owners and manager, dating back to Rafa Benitez's last seasons, with King Kenny being the exception, LFC now had a structure that everyone inside the organisation was happy with. The new management brought changes to our transfer strategy. Marco Gruic and Dominic Solanke are the Moneyball signings made under Jurgen Klopp. Every other player bought in over the last four transfer windows was at least 23 years old at the time of the signing, with the so-called marquee signings being 24 or 25. There has been a drastic shift in the type of player the club is interested in over the last couple of years. Instead of targeting young, unproven players with high potential, we are now looking to bring in players that are about to enter the peak of their careers after having several solid seasons. Moneyball is still not dead, but we are not heavily reliant on developing 20-year-old kids into world beaters. The Klopp effect also can't be brushed aside. By bringing in a world-class manager, FSG have made Anfield a much more attractive destination. Top players are now snubbing other top six clubs, hoping to come to Merseyside. Since Raheem Sterling's departure, LFC have not sold a player that has had a major role in the squad. After failing to replace Suarez and Sterling in back-to-back summers, FSG learned their lesson. I have no doubt that if there was a suitable replacement for Coutinho available, his back would have healed much faster, but there wasn't one, so the poor lad had to suffer. Looking forward to the future. Moneyball wasn't the right way to go. We simply didn't have the resources to do it. Chelsea are the best at it. LFC just can't afford to have 62 players under contract. Like them or not, FSG have proven that they are not afraid to admit their mistakes and change the way the club is approaching the transfer market. They have done so twice in 7 years. Have the last two summer transfer windows been perfect? No. Squad depth was neglected last season, and that cost us a possible challenge for the league. Missing out on Virgil van Dijk for the stupidest of reasons, and not signing a central defender this summer might be the difference between going all the way and being content with a top four finish. The improvement in the quality of players brought in, however, is drastic. Squad depth is much better this season, and we've already signed our top target for next year. FSG had to go through a learning curve, but finally the club is headed in the right direction, both on the pitch and off it, and will get to the promised land sooner rather than later. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.